أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم صدق الله العظيم. The last few ayat that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a very great favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon man. And the first of these favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever we had directly created with our hands, we had created it for man. And then thereafter we had given man ownership of all this. Secondly is that as huge as an animal may seem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subdued and subjugated this animal for man, and obviously man used it and does use it for his transport or transporting of his goods, eating, etc. And the last is that man uses these animals in different ways, and one amongst them is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept within its sustenance, and that is insofar as the milk of these animals are concerned. But notwithstanding all this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that man generally, that is the kuffar, they have taken gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deities besides Allah rabbul izzat in the real and true sense. And sometimes we as believers, we forget that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator, and hence the result and the consequences of it is that we begin to believe in the different systems of this world, the different powers of this world, the different energies of this world, and we begin to believe that our sustenance comes therefrom. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here now addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let not their statements, let not their words grieve you. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us, show Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I was the creator of everything. I made man the owner of all this, although it may be a superficial, a temporary ownership. I did everything for insan, but yet insan had made kufr, and insan turned away from me. So you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the norm and practice of man. So you have come as a Nabi, you have come with this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they will rebuke you, they will abuse you, they will be arrogant against you, they will say different things. So let not their statements, let not their words create grief in your heart, sorrow in your heart, because that is how they are. Inna na'lamu ma yusirun wa ma yu'linun. That certainly we know what they conceal and what they reveal. Both is in our knowledge. They may be saying things that may be sounding very nice, but obviously in their hearts there may be something else. Sometimes they may remain silent, but in their hearts there is that enmity for you. Sometimes they may be cruel to you, and they may say these things, and their heart is a true reflection of what they are saying. Whatever the case may be, that we have created them, we've created for them everything, they've made kufr, and they have disbelieved in us. So, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever they do to you, do not be grieved by it, because this is the nature of man. Now the next few ayat, and as a matter of fact till the end of the surah, ulama have explained that they are those narrations that have come in the books of hadith with regards to a direct confrontation between our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that of the disbelievers. One name that has come is Ubay ibn Khalaf, and another name that has come in the narrations is As bin Wail, that whilst they were walking and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was close by, they picked up an old bone that was disintegrated, and they began to crumble this bone. And we know that when bone becomes old, it begins to crumble, it begins to become dust. And as they did this, they began to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when we die, then how is all this? Because our bodies are going to decompose. When the body is decomposed, it's going to become bone. Then the bone is going to become old, and that bone will then become crumbled into dust. So how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to resurrect us? So on this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded that most certainly we are all going to leave this world, and most certainly we are all going to be resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most certainly you are going to go into the fire of Jahannam because of your kufr, because of your disbelief. Now in response to this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ. Does man not see? Can he not perceive? Can he not think? أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Certainly we created insan, we created man from a nutfa, from a drop of sperm. Now it is such an insignificant fluid, it is such a napak fluid, a fluid that seems to have absolutely nothing, but from there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created insan, and from there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not only gave us bones and flesh, and not only gave us our senses, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us our brains, Allah ta'ala gave us the faculty of speech, and everything else that comes to with it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the simple question, that from such a simple fluid, we created you, O insan, can you not see this, can you not perceive it? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, then suddenly man becomes a manifest and an open disputant. He disputes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man argues with each other, that's a different issue. But here man begins to argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more than that, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that then he presents examples for us. In other words, he takes this bone, he begins to crumble it, and now he measures this brains of his against the great kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he asks such questions, وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا. And he has forgotten how he himself was created. That from such a despicable fluid we had created him. And if he can only remember that, then he will have absolutely no doubt with regards to the recreation of Allah, the recreation of man, the resurrection of man on the day of Qiyamah. And more than that, if he remembers where he had come from, he will never be arrogant on the surface of this earth, leave alone disputing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ. And then he asked this question, who is going to revive, who is going to bring life to these bones? وَهِيَ رَمِيمِ. While they have decayed and while they have become rotten. Now does he have this audacity to ask this question? Does he doubt the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. A very simple reply and response to this question, simple logic is that that being, that Allah that had created it the first time, that Allah will recreate it, that Allah will bring it back to life again. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. And more than everything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of the creation. In other words, every particle of the creation of Allah, that wherever the dust of that bones may fly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it back. Wherever that flesh may have been eaten into the ground, and that sand may have flew from different places to place, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring all that back, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has knowledge of every particle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.